The late 60s and early 70s were famously a time of coming together, not least for different styles of popular music. Many eager and adventurous experiments from that era, particularly between jazz and rock, now sound like pandering embarrassments. Music critic Milo Miles has turned up a surprising exception in a best-of collection from the overlooked Latin group Ocho.
Afro-Cuban dance music was on the brink of hard times in the period after rock and funk, but before disco. Oddly enough, the music felt very excited and optimistic. Fusions of Latin, jazz, and soul were routinely pronounced the next big thing. Innovators like Willie Colon and Eddie and Charles Palmieri turned out marvelous albums in those years. But they may have been simply too rich, too hard for neophyte fans to assimilate all at once. And these were LPs by acknowledged stars. There were also Latin contenders like Ocho, unknown aces who flourished from 1972 to 1976, with lots of chops, lots of ideas, lots of fun, but no luck. In the late 1960s, Latin music had been flirting with jazz for decades. Rock and soul had recently entered the mix. With the success of Santana and the Los Angeles group War, a large number of Latin outfits went fusion. Few of them reached much beyond local audiences. The typical explanation was that the bands were used to descarga, jam sessions, rather than songs. Finding singers to cross over onto the pop charts was difficult. Worth pointing out, though, that Santana never found a first-rate singer. At any rate, Ocho's added-on vocals are the weakest part of their music. Consider the intended hit single, Undress My Mind.
Undress my mind.
One does not go to Ocho for killer songwriting, however. These days, there are a lot of loose praise for self-important acid jazz bands who couldn't dig a groove with a backhoe. And all sorts of soul jazz sessions from the 60s are now reissued, including the fizzles in which performers solo for minute after minute without stumbling on a fresh idea. Ocho's workouts are constantly in motion, driven by the hardened beats of percussionists Charlie Jones, Butch Johnson, and Donald Howard. You know garage rock? This is garage Latin of the highest order. Latin, funk, soul, jazz, fusion never really happened like tastemakers thought it might. Yeah, this is another bunch still bitter about the rise of disco. Fans of old Latin fusion have to work for their kicks. The best of Ocho remains a British import. But seek it out before the rush, because Cuban bands will soon be back touring the United States, and down-home Latin fusions are sure to rise again.
Milo Miles is a music writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.